Well, I'm Afzal Khan. I'm an MEP for the Northwest in the European Parliament. I'm a Vice President of Security and Defence.
Afzal, first of all, what do you think of the Ulster bus?
I think it's a great idea, you know, and you've brought the weather here as well in Manchester, sunny Manchester always, of course, and going up and down the country. I think it's really important in this day and age. There's so much insecurity around in all sorts of different ways. The more we can actually reach out and connect with people, and I think it's amazing. The trade union movement as a whole has played such a crucial role throughout this long, long journey. And USDA as well, you know, I've seen them over the last almost 15 years working with them, how great work they do. It's about creating more job security, protection at work, safety at work, all sorts of different ways, even advice and support. You know, we all need in different ways in life, you know, the idea of fairness, you know, be able to get a fair pay. For the work that you do, you know, you see this many corporates, you know, making billions, and yet the inequality is increasing, the poverty is increasing, and these sort of things are fueling this uncertainty. So I just think it's a great work that you're doing.
And what's your journey been within trade unionism then?
Well, I started my working life at 16 as a labourer in a cotton mill. And you see around now, you know, it's hard to find a mill these days. That's the changing nature of the world we're in. And then I became a bus driver as well at the Greater Manchester Transport. And then I went back to education as a mature student, did bits and pieces like that, and then I became a policeman in Greater Manchester. And then after Greater Manchester policeman, then I qualified as a lawyer, as a solicitor, and then became a partner. And 2000, I became a councillor in Manchester. And then 2005, I became the first and the youngest Lord Mayor, first Asian Lord Mayor. So it's an amazing journey, actually. What's good for me is, and which I'm really proud about, is I'm Mancunian. Everything I have is actually from Greater Manchester. All my life, almost everything. So, and yet, I've achieved quite a bit, in a sense, you know, made a huge difference to my own life, difference to my children's life. And I'm absolutely committed to giving that little bit back to make sure, you know, people also see what a difference this place can make. I fundamentally believe that as humans, you know, we have one humanity in one world. And as humans, we have a huge capacity, every one of us. Issue ultimately is about having that opportunity. So the more opportunities we can provide, more of our fellow human beings, more of the Mancunians actually can make a difference. And I always have a simple message. I make a real effort to really talk to young people from all sorts of background. And the message I have to them is, I say, look at me. I came into this country without a single pound in my pocket. I left school, and I usually make a joke, 9 no levels. 9 no levels, yeah. And my first job was a labourer, and then if I can progress, come the youngest Lord Mayor of Manchester, which is a great city, you know, it's a world-class city, and then I was awarded Mayor of the Year for the country of the corporate movement, you know, and then became an MEP, I'm a Vice Chair of Security and Defence in the European Parliament, you know. If I can do all this, there's no reason why anyone else can't. You know, I didn't have any privilege. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I had nothing, really. So it's possible, yeah? So that hope, I think, is so important. That idea of role model is also very important. And I want those young people of ours to really have those chances, those opportunities. And that's what I do.
And what role do you think trade unions play in making a fairer society?
Well, trade unions have been at the backbone of social justice. It's about making sure, what I've said, you know, fairness at work, and making sure we have a good condition at work, make sure they protect those jobs, you know, and make sure we get a proper pay, you know. Because that's the key, ultimately, isn't it? Making sure that we can all earn our living, yeah? And have that fair earning, yeah? And this disparity which is there, you know, we need to all strive to reduce that gap. So then as a society, we know that any society where the disparity is less is most peaceful and is most progressive society. And that's what trade unions do, really, trying to make sure they champion this. My message is simple. Look, all the trade union movement, us do as well, you know, they do a great job. They do it for us. And for us to really take the step towards them as well, they're taking a step forward by having a bus like this going up and down the main cities of ours, reaching out to the people. So the people also need to reach out and understand that actually by being together, we are stronger. By being together, we can achieve more. By being together, we can have a better world.